Leading social housing provider Mission Australia is urging the federal government to immediately convene a housing summit to tackle what it says is the undeniable problem of housing affordability across the country. Mission Australia's CEO, Catherine Yeomans, has criticised Treasurer Joe Hockey for being out of touch with the struggles of Australians after comments he made suggesting the best path to home ownership is to get a good job that pays well. Mandy Sammy reports.
Mission Australia's CEO, Catherine Yeomans, says Australia's housing market is broken and the only way it will be fixed is if the Commonwealth makes it a priority and recognises how bad the problem is.
As people can't afford to buy their own home, there are more people in the rental market. That means people who are on lower incomes, the people that we're working with every day, also people who are homeless and we're struggling to get into sustainable rental accommodation. We simply can't do that because we actually have a housing crisis right across Australia. On any given night, there are 100,000 people who are homeless right across Australia.
Catherine Yeomans has also criticised the Treasurer for failing to recognise how many Australians are struggling to afford the basic necessities.
We really need urgent action, and our suggestion is a summit needs to occur as soon as possible. Let's get an action plan in place by the end of the year. Let the Treasurer chair this summit and take some leadership and address this issue.
What kind of solutions do you think would be discussed if a summit like this was to go ahead?
There's an issue of supply, but it's not only that. It's the tax incentives that are driving demand. And so we think it's simply not good enough for the Commonwealth to say that it's a supply issue that the states need to deal with. Everybody has a role to play from both levels of government, and there are opportunities for us to engage a wider voices from the community to solve this problem.
Mission Australia's CEO Catherine Yeomans ending Mandy Sammy's report.